When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome or welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy Health podcast, where we talk about self-awareness. What do we talk about here? Self-awareness, intentional living, and everything in between. I'm your host, Ree. Thank you so much for joining me and allowing me to be a part of your journey. So, full transparency, I am not feeling it today. I'm definitely PMSing. I'm irritated by everything and... Can I talk to y'all about that today? Normally, you know, the little Virgo rising in me thrives on structure, but today I just want to talk. Is it okay with y'all? So yeah, like I said, I'm assuming that y'all said yeah. It's okay that I just talk. Assuming that you said yeah. Yeah, I'm not feeling it. I woke up and immediately, like, you ever wake up and just know that what kind of day is gonna be, like, you know you're gonna have a shitty day? Like, that's the day I'm having today. Literally, my bed is not fixed. I have dishes in my sink, you know, and that's okay. Like, I can't be bothered to do anything. And I know a lot of times we, especially on social media, and this is often what I preach as well, like, you know, if you're not feeling good, do some things to make yourself feel better. Like, you know, those high vibrational habits, do those habits to get you out of that rut. But that shit don't always work. Like, today I went to the gym. Anybody who knows me, they know that the gym is literally my happy place. I went there and first of all, I love glutes. I love working glutes. I love doing a little bit of cardio. I just couldn't be bothered. So I did. I stuck it out and worked on a little bit of upper body, a little bit of core. Got on a treadmill for a little bit. I left and my energy was still the same. You know what I mean? Like, I still felt anxious, because that's what happens to me. Whenever I'm PMSing, my anxiety rises to like the highest level possible. And so it's like, what do you do when all the things that are supposed to make you feel better aren't working? When, you know, working out isn't working, journaling doesn't help you, making your bed doesn't help, cleaning your space doesn't help. What do you do? Nothing. That's what I'm gonna do. Nothing. I'm gonna feel these feelings. And to be honest, I don't even know why. Like, I know why, like I said, PMS, but there wasn't a particular incident, situation that caused these low vibrational feelings that I'm feeling. And that's okay. But I'm gonna feel every bit of how I'm feeling. I'm gonna sit with it. I'm going to indulge in some guilty pleasures. Sometimes you can do all the healthy habits and still feel like shit. It's not always that easy. And social media has made it seem as though all I have to do is make my bed and I'll feel better. All I have to do is work out and I'll feel better. Don't get me wrong. These habits do help sometimes. But the fact of the matter is, sometimes they just don't help. And that's okay. Sometimes it's deeper than just making your bed. Sometimes it's deeper than just cleaning your space or going to the gym. And it's like, what do? When none of that's working, you feel it. You cry it out. You become self-aware. You do the inner work, the dark work that nobody wants to talk about. That's what you do in those times. And from another perspective, it may not even be that deep at all. You may just be PMSing like I'm doing today. You know what I mean? But don't run away from you. Don't run away from you. And also on another note, maybe you need to reach out for help. You know, if not on a professional level, at least talking to a friend, someone you love, and someone who loves you just as much. First, you want to make sure that they do have the mental capacity to take on what you have to talk about. But 9 times out of 10, reaching out to a loved one, just being in the presence of somebody you love, will be so helpful. But at the same time, also being alone would be helpful as well. It's like, I don't have the right answer. You know what I mean? Like, there is no right answer in this situation. You know, especially when it feels like nothing is working at all for you. I would just say to find comfort. Like, that's what I'm going to do today. You know, like I said, my bed isn't made. And low-key, it's kind of giving chaotic energy. Like I said, my little Virgo rising is like turning backflips right now. So at some point, I will get to that. But right now, it's just not that time. I'm going to cook myself a nice little lunch, because I will have to say that's one thing that I try to at least keep consistent is the food that I eat. Because, or like, what am I saying? I try to eat healthy meals because I know myself and I know like my body is so sensitive, like my little gut. And I know I could at the very least do that for myself. But yeah, like, just do what is comforting to you and what makes you feel safe. You know what I mean? I don't have any plans on leaving the house today. Other than get my kids, I'm not leaving the house. I'm going to lounge around in this big ass t-shirt. I feel safe. I feel comfortable like this. So that's what I'm going to do. Also, I want to touch on this really briefly because I feel like I mentioned social media a lot on this podcast. It's just like you can't not talk about it. But, you know, I mentioned everybody has these tips and showing their perfect morning routine and, you know, the things they do to make them feel better and to vibrate high. Stop putting people on pedestals, y'all. And like, this is me talking to me as well. Like, I'm not perfect. I'm human. I have days where I don't do nothing, where I don't clean. I eat like crap. You know what I mean? So stop putting people on pedestals, because quite naturally, people are going to share the positives in their life on social media. They're going to show the highlights. So don't think that just because this is the only thing that they're sharing, they don't have bad days. They don't have sad days. We all do. We all are human. Like, Beyonce had bad days, y'all. Like, take that in. Beyonce has bad days. So it's okay. Like, it's totally fine. I think, especially like from a creator's perspective, I share my healthy morning routines to inspire. That doesn't mean that I don't have bad days or I don't do anything. Because trust me, I do, sometimes more than I want to. You know what I mean? Keep that in mind. Let that soak in. So I've been obsessing over Megan Thee Stallion. I don't know if the song is new. I think it's fairly new, but it's called Anxiety. And when I tell y'all, I've had it on repeat and I listened to it like 20 times in a row. That's just what it is. Like, that's just the facts. I love that Megan talked from this perspective, because she always talks about being a bad bitch, which she is, rightfully so. But she kind of got a little more vulnerable within this song, within this project. And it literally gave me chills. Like, I was listening to it and I almost cried. And I can't say that I've ever listened to a Megan Thee Stallion song and wanted to cry and just felt vulnerable and seen. Hand claps for Megan for stepping out of her comfort zone, because, yeah, like, I really fuck with this. But basically, the concept of this song is, like, bad bitches have bad days, too. Like, you know what I mean? She starts off the first verse by saying, I'm a bad bitch and I got bad anxiety. I was like, Megan, what? Because me too. No, because I have it too. And so I think it's a really great perspective to hear from Megan, because nobody ever talks about having anxiety. Like, you know what I mean? Anxiety isn't cute. Right? And I love the fact that she addressed, like, I watched this like little YouTube short video. I think it was the day before yesterday. And she was just saying, like, sometimes I have anxiety or I'm having a bad day and I don't even know why. Like, I literally just said that in the beginning of this podcast, but like, I don't even know why. And that's okay. And she was just saying it may be something bought up from 2 months ago, 3 months ago. Because I think often, like, we keep things balled up inside. For some reason, we have this mindset that we shouldn't. Well, I'm saying we, but like, I really don't for the most part. But I think society in general, you know, I think we have this mindset that we shouldn't respond or be emotional or feel our feelings. And then sometimes life be happening so fast that you don't even really get a chance to feel those feelings or those emotions. But the thing about it, if you don't address a problem, it's gonna come back 10 times worse. So I think on those days where I wake up crying or I have really bad anxiety, it's just because I haven't addressed an issue that I experienced or a situation that I experienced 2 months ago or last week. You know what I mean? But yeah, Megan is like, nobody is above having bad days. But I'm a bounce back. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, bounce back, how bad bitch always do. Like, I'm gonna bounce back. I'm gonna feel how I'm feeling. I'm gonna have my bad days. I'm not gonna talk to anyone. Because can we normalize, like, not having conversations or talking to people when you're having a bad day? Because I find that I really kind of be, like, forcing it. And it's draining. And it makes me feel worse. And I try to be aware to make sure I'm not being rude to anybody or, like, you know what I mean? Especially the people I love. Like, I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be mean and transfer their energy just because I'm having a bad day. So if I'm having a bad day, just leave me alone. Unless you're my, like, family, my husband, my kids, because they really can't just leave me alone. Like, you know what I mean? But if I'm having a bad day, leave me alone. Let's normalize that. You know what I mean? And after I'm done having my bad day, I'll get with you. Like, we can talk. We can chat. Because I'm a bounce back. Because I always do. Honestly, it's taken everything in me. Because, like, it's what I always do. But it's taken everything in me not to offer some tips and things that I like to do when I'm having a bad day. But the whole point of this. Well, like, there's really no point of the podcast today other than for me to talk and for y'all to listen to me. So, it's like, what do we do? Okay, I decided I'm going to share some things. So, one thing that really helps me when I'm having a bad day, if things are helping me when I'm having a bad day, these are some things that help me. Does that make sense? That makes sense to y'all because y'all get me. But I like to get dressed, put a little makeup on. Get out so people can see how cute I am. You know what I mean? I like to spend a little time in the sun because the sun loves me. The sun loves us. Also, reading a really good book. First of all, I think one day I'm going to do like a book haul or like things that I'm into kind of podcast episode. But I'm always buying books. I checked out a few books at the library, just one book at the library, actually. Home Going by Yagatsi. I bought Honey and Spice by Bolu. That book, and I also just purchased literally today because for some reason books really make me happy. But I purchased Clara in the Sun. I think it's called that. I don't know, but I just bought that from Target because it was checked out at the library, and like that really be driving me when books be checked out and I want them. A little instant gratification in me that we just spoke about, but I'm learning. So I just bought that book and I'm gonna do Target drive up because I can't be bothered to get out the car. But yeah, I try to do like I try to do like things that don't require a lot of my energy because I don't have a lot of it already in the first place, and it's, you know, I'm vibrating pretty low. So I try to do things that comfort me but also like don't require a lot of energy but at the same time that may lift my vibrations. And when none of those things work, I'm just gonna do nothing. Nothing at all. And sometimes, most of the times, often, doing nothing at all is so beautiful. Feels so good. And is the most rewarding thing ever. Like, you know, just laying there and thinking and pondering and visualizing. Ooh, and get it on Pinterest, y'all. Like, I love me some Pinterest. One thing about me, I'm gonna get on Pinterest and I'm gonna create my total dream life on Pinterest and visualize it. Because it's gonna take me to a higher vibrational level, you know what I mean? A higher consciousness. When I can just sit and clearly visualize. Outside of doing nothing, like, I'm gonna talk to myself nicely. Like, I'm going to talk to me nicely, because I feel like once I find one thing wrong with, you know, my physical self or something in my life, I keep finding more things. And that's on what you focus on expands. So I very much try to speak positivity into my life, especially, you know, obviously every day, but especially when I'm feeling down and having a bad day. So we're going to end this episode with some positive affirmations for me, for you, for us, because we need them. Like, who doesn't need some positive affirmations at any given point? We all do. I am a worthy being just by being. I don't have to do a single thing at all. I'm worthy. I am valuable. There's value within my existence. There's value in my presence. It's already in me. I was born with it. I'm worthy. I'm a worthy being just by being. Today, I'm not going to do a single thing. And that's okay. There is so much beauty in nothingness. So much beauty in it. Today, I'm feeling down. I'm in a rut, but this too shall pass. This will pass. I'm down today. I'm out today. But I'm going to get back up. Because this will pass. I am beautiful. Inside, out. So beautiful. Everything I touch turns to gold. Everything that I put my hand on, that I touch, it turns to gold. Period. I exert positive energy and love and light. And I'm gonna be okay. I'm going to be all right. I am going to be okay. I feel it. Today is just one day. Once this day is over, I don't have to relive it again. I can move to the present, to the future, without having to look back at today. That's the beauty of life. I get to move forward. I get to try again. I get to bounce back. Today, I'm living slow. There's beauty. There's comfort. There's clarity in living slow. Let's live slow. Let's live slow today. I'm sending you so much love, so much light. I cannot wait to talk to you in the next episode. Live slow. Take care of yourself. Do nothing. There's beauty in nothingness. I love y'all. Until next time.